There were two young preachers who were in a heated discussion about the core message of Christianity. One said, "I preach Christ crucified." The other said, "Well, I preach Christ resurrected." And the first said, "Well, that's not the way the Apostle Paul put it. Paul said he preached Christ crucified, 1 Corinthians 1:23. "Well," said the other, "I preach Christ resurrected because I like to keep the message positive." Well, unfortunately, for some Christians, a crucified Christ just seems too negative to dwell on. It's not that they're denying the crucifixion, but they just don't want to linger there. They'd rather focus on Easter and the resurrection, and because that's the positive message. The crucifixion, well, that's just the preamble. But Paul would strongly disagree. He'd disagree with rushing to get to Easter without focusing on the crucifixion. In fact, that was part of the problem that he was having with the church in Corinth that he was writing to, and why he was writing to them. They didn't want to dwell on the cross or the crucifixion or death. You see, the Corinthians belonged to Roman culture, and the oldest law of Rome mandated that no body be buried or cremated inside the city of Rome. They didn't want anything to do with death. And that's because they regarded death and the dead with great fear and dread. And so the dead actually got a city of their own, the necropolis, the city of the dead, and they were kept separate from the living. And so terror and fear really kept the dead separate from anything to do with the living. And to Roman citizens, the act of crucifixion itself was an unspeakable horror. It was unmentionable. But Paul says preaching Christ crucified is essential. It's the very heart of our Christian faith. Without the cross, there is no resurrection. Without Good Friday, there is no Easter. It's in the cross and in the death of Jesus that the good news of God's grace counters the bad news which sin has brought about. And it's there at the cross that we discover the one who died in our place and took the penalty that we deserved. And this is the amazing grace that our faith proclaims, not just in preaching, but also when we come to the Lord's table. When we take communion, we remember Christ's death, we ponder God's mercy, but we also proclaim his death. There's a gospel, there's a good news that's shared in the act of communion. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11:26, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And you know, a death may seem like a strange thing to proclaim, but when we share the broken bread and the outpoured cup, it is a proclamation. We're proclaiming the benefits of Christ's death for you, in his body broken and his blood spilled. So like the cross or a crucifix, the Lord's Supper is a reminder of Christ's death, but it's also a proclamation of its benefits for us. And yes, we want to celebrate Christ's resurrection, and we certainly will celebrate it. But without the cross, there is no resurrection. Without the cross, there is no forgiveness. Without the cross, there is no Easter. And that's why we have a cross up here on the platform, this device of execution. It's both a reminder and a proclamation of Jesus' death, and of how his death is the very heart of our Christian faith. You know, those early Christian believers actually made a dramatic shift in their view of death after Easter. The dead ceased to frighten the living. Instead of a separate necropolis for the dead, graveyards were placed right on church grounds. Some Christians were buried right under the floors of the church buildings. And so in an almost literal way, the living and the dead were both gathered together for worship. The two groups coexisted within the walls, the same walls. They made room for the dead. Why did they make that dramatic shift in their view of death? Well, because of their belief in the resurrection of the body. because of Easter Sunday. So we need to make room for the cross, that terrible implement of death. You know, the great sculptor Auguste Rodin, who sculpted The Thinker, was out walking one day in Paris, and he saw a rubbish heap with a large discarded crucifix. And so he went and he got some friends to help him drag it home. And he wanted to bring that crucifix inside, but he found it was too big for his house. And so he had to make a decision. Would he widen the doorway and raise the roof of his house to make room for the cross, or would he discard the cross? Well, Rodin did widen his doorway and raise his roof to make room for the cross. Will we make room for the cross in our lives? Will we keep it at the very center of our faith? As Paul said, we preach Christ and Him crucified. So this Good Friday morning, let's keep proclaiming His death until He comes, as together we eat this bread and we drink this cup. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, like the cross, this bread and cup that we're about to take are powerful symbols of your death on our behalf. And so we follow the instructions given your disciples to do this in remembrance of you. Thank you, Lord, for these emblems of your grace. Christ's body broken for you. Let's eat it together, remembering His sacrifice for you. Thank you, Lord. Christ's blood shed for you. Let's drink it together, remembering His love poured out for you. Our Father, we thank you for the death that we have proclaimed today. The death that has given us life. In Jesus' name, amen.